unsafe, understaffed, underfunded and underpaid. Huge number of NHS workers balloting for action. Holly Johnston, GMB rep in the NHS. The health union ballots are now in full swing. Each union is recommending members vote yes to strike. What is clear is that the appetite for action on pay among NHS staff has strengthened, and the unions have responded. Many staff that have never considered striking before are now voting for it. Workers are making the link between constantly working unsafe, understaffed shifts in an underfunded service, and pay erosion and the cost of living crisis affecting us all. We see colleagues leaving at an alarming rate, as they have little incentive to stay. The campaign NHS Workers Say No is calling for a general election, and for coordinated strike action across all sectors, to push the Tories out altogether, as does the Socialist Party. The outcome of the ballots will no doubt result in strike action in the NHS, adding to the thousands of workers taking action across the UK. Unite and GMB have completed their consultative ballots, and will be moving to formal strike ballots, balloting in trusts with the highest turnouts, and all 15,000 of their ambulance service members. Unite have coordinated England with Scotland and Wales, and its ballot opens the 26th of October, and closes the 30th of November. GMB opened on the 24th of October and finishes on the 29th of November. Over 400,000 members of Unison are being balloted for action, from the 27th of October to the 25th of November. 300,000 nurses in the Royal College of Nursing are being balloted for strike action currently. That ballot closes on the 2nd of November, and is coordinated with Scotland. The Royal College of Midwives has completed its consultative ballot, and is moving to a formal strike ballot on the 11th of November, which will run for 4 weeks,